Arizona has a long history with movie making, from Monument Valley to Old Tucson Studios, but a huge percentage of the films made here are directly connected to the Southwest and the Old West. One that doesn't exactly fit that description turns 30 years old this month. It's the Coen brothers' second movie, Raising Arizona.
They got a name for people like you, Hi. That name is called recidivism.
Repeat offender.
Not a pretty name, is it, Hi?
No, sir. That's one bonehead name, but that ain't me anymore.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
The film starred Nicolas Cage and Holly Hunter as a couple desperately in search of a baby of their own. That leads to a kidnapping of a baby named Nathan Arizona Jr. and a lot of odd characters and behavior. Phoenix Magazine recently tracked down some of the movie's lesser-known performers and looked back at the film's impact, and the magazine's editor, Craig Outhier, is with me to talk about it. Craig, this was a movie that wouldn't reflect well on Arizona residents if viewers actually believed Arizonans were like this. So how did people perceive Arizona from Raising Arizona?
Growing up in California, I saw the film. I thought it was hilarious. And then when I knew I was going to move here, you know, I have to admit, some of those images popped into my mind. Like, what am I getting into here? Everybody has a gun. The kid at the Circle K is strapped. That kind of thing. I think a lot of people were like that. I mean, we live in a state where 38% of us were born here. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is from somewhere else. And a lot of them saw Raising Arizona. So it's a piece, you know, it's a treasure. And we thought, why not take a look?
So why do you think it's lingered? 30 years.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Coen brothers turned out to be legitimate auteurs. This is their second movie. The first film they did was called Blood Simple. It was released in the mid-80s. And obviously they took a totally different tack in terms of tenor. This is a broad comedy with dramatic comic cinematography. Also launched the career of Barry Sonnenfeld, who became a big Hollywood director, directed Men in Black. Mm-hmm.
So did it reflect Arizona really in any way? I mean, could it have been, you know, in Texas, Oklahoma, whatever?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think they were looking to lampoon the sticks, the frontier. It could have been the South. It could have been anywhere in the West. You know, you watch the film and obviously all the, you know, there's the Jokaki Inn at the Phoenician. There's the Lost Dutchman State Park with the beautiful saguaros. All that obviously is part of Arizona. You know, it's the county lockup in Tempe, Arizona. Like there's one of those in Tempe. I mean, give me a break, right? It's a college town. All of that had to be in Arizona, but I think they probably could have just, they could have filmed it in Arkansas or Texas, but there's something about the way Arizona sounds tonally, the actual word, that makes it, you know, it's the same reason that the Eagles wrote that lyric about Winslow, Arizona. It rhymed. And that the ending of the film has that bittersweet kind of melancholy quality to it, where the two main characters, Hi and Ed, who's played by Holly Hunter, Hi was played by Nicolas Cage, you know, that you get the sense that they've come to terms with the fact they're not going to have a child. And there's that kind of sweet quality to it. It was the end and beginning of something, which is maybe Phoenix in the 80s.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know.
1987. That was not long after the whole Evan Mecham.
Right.
Thing. And you think about, boy, was Phoenix, was the state sort of going through an identity crisis at that
sure.
point, and then here comes this movie.
Absolutely, and that was just coincidence. Mm-hmm. You know, the Coen brothers started writing this thing in 85, 86, casting it around the same time. The Evan Mecham thing was happening right then, and the state's profile nationally was not good, and this might have thrown fuel on the fire, which added to its, you know, its mystique for sure.
You have been a movie critic. You're also a movie buff. You know a lot about the movies.
Right.
So Raising Arizona has the name Arizona in it. It's popular. Coen brothers, Nicolas Cage, lasted 30 years. When you think about the pantheon of films that are either based in Arizona or have been, you know, made here, whatever, is this near the top of the list as far as like what people kind of think about when they think about Arizona in film?
Right. It's a good question. In terms of overall quality, it's in the top half for sure. I think when, you know, if you get right down to it, some of those great classic Westerns are probably the best films. It really is a love letter to the state and to the area, to Phoenix, but also kind of a criticism and love letter, homage and hate mail at the same time. It's fun like that.
Mixed feelings when it comes to a movie like this, right? Because it's a good film. It's got Arizona in the title, but as you mentioned, there are some certain things there where if you don't have a sense of humor about stuff, you might think, hey, they're kind of putting us down here.
Oh, definitely. There isn't a single sane individual. I mean, you know, even the character played by Frances McDormand is a swinger, Well, you know, I mean, it's like everybody is infected by some kind of lunacy in this movie. It was a bit unfair, but it was funny. I think most people took it that way. It was, good-natured ribbing in cinematic form.
Craig Gutier is the editor of Phoenix Magazine. We've been talking about the 30th anniversary of Raising Arizona, article featured in the April edition. Craig, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.